interfere, and your HR department said that they would, and I talked to people at the county, and they said that they would. So I'm just going to a lot of bigger companies, because in the businesses that's the NPI is trying to help with the brick and mortar, some of them not big enough to hire these type of people because they have families, so they don't have a lot of benefits. So I'm trying to get companies involved that have benefits and that can help this population. So what I'm basically looking for here is more participation from the city to help this population of people.
Great. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Yes, my name is Lightning. Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative, absolutely one of the best things for this city, plain and simple. Now, one of the things that I'd like to say is that when we're helping the small businesses out, we're bringing the neighborhoods together, there couldn't be anything more positive for this city. But we also must always remember the less fortunate, the homeless, the people who do live in poverty. We must remember when you are lifted up to begin to lift them up also. If you look around in this city, one of our greatest investments that you can make is in these people, the people of the city, the people who need the most in this city. That is our greatest investment. And what we have going on here is lifting people up that can help throughout this city the less fortunate that really need the help. So keep looking out there. Keep up the good work, and this is absolutely one of the best things I've seen presented in this city. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. And that's all we have signed up?
Yes. So,
well, I want to thank you all for this progress report. The council needs to hear a motion to approve the report.
Second.
And let's take a roll call.
Fish?
I want to thank everybody that took time out of their busy lives to join us today and to share their stories and to provide us with an update. As I look back over the last 4 years, I think of three different initiatives that this council supported, which I think have been transformational. One is the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative, the second is the Cully Concordia Plan, and the third is the East Portland Action Plan. And the common thread in my mind is that they kind of redefined the nature of community-based economic development and planning. And one of the dividends of that reframing was a strengthening of the relationship between people in neighborhoods and their city hall. And because each of these initiatives helped us have a better understanding of what people in their community prioritized as what was important to them, it allowed us and other leaders in your community make wiser decisions about where to invest and how to move forward. And I really do believe it's not an overstatement to say that all three have quite dramatically shaped relationships in this community and have laid a foundation that I think bodes well. As I was listening to all the inspiring testimony, I was trying to think about how to summarize it. And for me, it goes back to my favorite expression these days, and I keep invoking this, particularly in some of my contentious budget negotiations, and that is we're all in this together. And you have made that case so beautifully today. And I thank you. And I also just want to celebrate the fact that while it isn't always noted, this is yet another example of where the city and the county work very effectively together around a shared priority. And that, I think, is the touchstone of our relationship with the county, and I think we should celebrate that. Thanks to everyone in this room for your good work and to the PDC leadership and all of our partners for the success that you've had in a relatively short amount of time. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you all for being here this afternoon, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come here and testify on behalf of your experiences. I guess it is about 1 year since we first passed the Prosperity Initiative, and it's really good to see so many people, and I want to thank PDC. It's been a while since I've heard such enthusiasm expressed for PDC and east of 82nd environs, but that's really good. I mean, I think it shows how PDC has transformed itself to really take to heart its economic development responsibilities beyond sort of the downtown core and the central Portland core. And I think you all being here today is further testament to how far they have come in their transformation, and indeed how far the city has come in its transformation in recognizing the need to have economic development in areas other than our urban renewal areas. So, I will say that, I think it's only been a year, so I'm looking forward to a more thorough update a year from now. I want to hear more about the local fundraising. That's important. That was an important leg of the stool for this proposal. And also the job creation that we were expecting also. And so we need to see some more performance on those metrics, and I'm confident that, as I said, it's only a little less than a year or maybe a little more than a year, but so I'm confident as you get more miles under your belt, you'll be able to report on that next year. But keep up the good work. Aye.
Novick?
I'm so impressed by the long list of partners in this effort. So I just wanted to thank a few of them, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, ERCO, NEA, JP Morgan Chase, the Northwest Area Foundation. Thank you all so much for your participation. And I have to say that at the beginning of the session, I was very depressed because John Jackley and Jeff Cogan were both in front of us, and I realized that I've known them for a combined 32 years, which made me feel very old. But the rest of the session uplifted me, so thank you. Aye.
Fritz. Well, I agree with Commissioner Fish. This is one of the best things that we did in the last 4 years and initiated, but then taken to whole new levels by the people in this room. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules, for coming down to City Hall to celebrate and to give a performance update. I love every one of the six districts, and like our 95 neighborhood associations, they're all different and they all are special. And so if I started naming names, I think we might be here for the rest of the afternoon, but thank you personally, each and every one. And I will continue to invest my time and money in supporting the things that you do and celebrating the things that you do. Last year when I was running for office, I didn't accept political action committee money. And so Helen Ying, who ran for Metro, offered to give me money, and I said, well, would you please donate it to one of the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative districts instead? And she did, and she was so enthused by what she learned about it that she said, I want to give some to each one of the five districts. And so I believe that she fulfilled that promise. So it's the kind of contagious enthusiasm that is what makes Portland special, and indeed what makes East Portland special. And for far too long, East Portland has felt underserved and has been underserved. And this is an example of where we are putting things right, and not only putting our mouths there, as we did with the East Portland Action Plan, but then putting our money and investing there, and the rest of the city, and indeed the county, saying, yes, we will invest in these six areas, and we are expecting great things. So this is our first year, and we've already got a lot of progress made. And so I'm looking forward to being here next year and hearing the next step. Aye.
Hales?
Well, thank you all both for the substance of this progress report and for the spirit of neighborly cooperation and shared values that's so evident in what you've commented on this afternoon. I think all of us have really enjoyed this session because of the spirit that you bring to this room and what you're doing in these districts. And for me, I was thinking as you were speaking that there are big foundational questions that we have to answer about the future of the Portland Development Commission, that we as a council and the commission members and all of you as community partners, we have to answer some big questions about PDC. What's its role in the region? How does it coordinate with what's happening elsewhere in the region? What's the future of urban renewal, this tool that has been the primary engine of what PDC has worked on for the past half century or more? How does it work and on what scale, for the next 20 years? And then how does the Portland Development Commission, as our economic agency, really foster the growth of the economy here in Portland? But frankly, I think the one question we don't have to answer, because you've already answered it, is how does the PDC work effectively in partnership with neighborhoods for neighborhood-scale economic development? Check. I think we've got that one figured out with this partnership that's here in the room reporting excellent progress to us all this afternoon. Thank you. Please keep up the good work. Aye. And we are recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow.